الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وقد قال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا وكنتم على شفا حفرة من النار فأنقذكم منها صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام, most respected brothers and also sisters listening over Radio Al Ansar, it is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fazal, it is his ihsan that he blessed us with life in the month of Ramadan and the opportunity to fast and to undertake some spiritual exercises for the sake of the purification of our nafs. In the month of Ramadan, you heard many, many talks and bayans on taqwa, that the whole object and purpose of the imposition of fasting upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so that they may develop this precious and most valuable element of taqwa in their hearts. Because Allah Ta'ala has made all the promises to the Muslim Ummah on the development of this taqwa. If they have taqwa, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, لا يَدُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا, that no matter what plans the enemies may have to destroy the Muslim Ummah, but their plans will be of no avail. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala promises in the Holy Quran Sharif that it will not harm them in any way, because Allah Ta'ala will help the Ummah from sources unexpected. He will send down the angels, or in many other ways Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will inspire them, and Allah Ta'ala will give them victory. Even if they have very little resources, even if they have very few in numbers, but what happened in the battle of Badr, the same thing will happen. So promises have been made on this taqwa. Again, if the person is in financial problems and difficulties, then وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, whatever kind of problem you have got, if you have taqwa in you, that means you are conscious of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's presence at all times, and you don't do anything that is displeasing to Him, and accidentally if you commit some sins, then you make plenty of tawbah and istighfar. Because when a person makes plenty of tawbah and istighfar, then he too is raised to the level of those people who are muttaqi. So on this taqwa, Allah Ta'ala promises a way out in all kinds of problems and difficulties. When the individual will have taqwa and he will turn towards Allah, Allah Ta'ala will solve the individual's problem. And when the ummah as a whole will have taqwa, then only will the ummah's problem be solved. Look at this day of Eid, that every day we used to wait for the azan, or every day the azan used to be called before we go for the salat. Yeah, generally that is the pattern, that there is a call for the five salat, there is a call. After the call then we go for the salat. But one of the holies of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he says that look at it on Eid day. He says on Eid day there is no call for which azan took place that you came here. It means that in the whole month of Ramadan, the training was so intense that this person now does not require any call for him to come to the masjid for salat. This person, although it is the sixth salat that is imposed on him, he comes away for the sixth salat without a call, then how much more responsive he must be for the five salat of the day, where there is a call that is given. In other words, his mizaj has been made up, his tabiyyat has been made up, his nature has been made now, that he responds to the call of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala without reminders. If Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam order him to do anything, then he does not require reminders now, like the five time namaz he was reminded, come, hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah. Then again he says that look, when we go to the Eid salat, then normally, although Jummah is also a day of Eid, but yet on the day of Jummah, first we have the khutbah and then we have the salat. But on the day of Eid, he says, my servants making so many sajdas in Taraweeh, making so many sajdas for the day, and making so much of tilawat of the Quran Sharif, their taluq and their connection with Allah has been built up to such a level that now they want to go into sajda quickly. So therefore I am giving them first salat and then khutbah. What a connection this person has built up with Allah Ta'ala. That my Allah Ta'ala says that now I do not want to delay his enjoyment and his pleasure that he will get in putting his forehead before me. So therefore let him make his salat first, and after that we will have the khutbah. And in the khutbah what is said? In the khutbah there is amar bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar. In the khutbah or the talk, whatever is said is invitation towards good and prohibition from evil. The Quran and the Sunnah is presented so that people may turn towards Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So here he says the person has been trained so well in the month of Ramadan. He has developed so much of taqwa in himself that now he does not even require that reminder. That will come afterwards. He is ready to make sajda, meaning that he is ready to submit himself. Whatever Allah Ta'ala's hukam, he says, oh Allah, if in the month of Ramadan I could have restrained myself from halal, then what is it difficult for me now to restrain myself from haram? So brothers, this is what we have been given in the month of Ramadan. A few years ago, I think at the Eidgah, I mentioned that in the month of Ramadan, we were undertaking spiritual exercises. Now what were these spiritual exercises undertaken for? So that we may remove all those dents which are in our spiritual bodies. There are a lot of dents that are on our spiritual bodies, so we remove all those dents in the month of Ramadan. Just as you have a car that has been smashed and it's got a lot of dents now, so it is taken to the workshop and there the panel beater beats it up. Now if that car has to complain that no, I can't take the beating, when your hammer hits me then I get a severe pain, so therefore don't beat me, so the dents of that car will never be removed. It has to take a few knocks with the hammer. So in the same way, in this month of Ramadan, there were a few knocks with that hammer that we had to take. That first of all, our whole system of eating and drinking had to be changed. We were so used to 3 meals a day. Now you are told make sehri, and 17 hours later go and make iftar. And if you slipped up and overslept and you didn't make sehri, then you fast till sunset. Then again you have to, after you are tired, whole day you have kept fast. Now you are tired, make another 20 rakats of Taraweeh Salat. Your night is limited. So there is a mujahada that you are made to make. The knocks that you are taking, but it is removing all the dents. It is removing those dents from your spiritual bodies. So in the month of Ramadan, the person removes all those dents. The dent of pride, the dent of arrogance, the dent of jealousy, the dent of malice, the dent of greed, the dents of evil passions and desires which has engulfed our hearts. All these terrible dents that had come on this body, and the car was in a terrible condition. So now in this 1 month we put it back into showroom condition. Now what would you think of that person? Would anybody say that he's an intelligent person? If after the car has been panel beaten and after all the dents have been removed and the car has been made in showroom condition, then this person says, I have a panel beater, So why should I not smash it again? So if he takes it again and smashes it purposely, or in the showroom he says, let me drive against this wall and smash the car because the panel beater is right in the showroom, in the workshop. So if he has to do that, we'll say that this person must be transported to the nearest asylum. Don't delay his transport to the nearest asylum. So my dear brothers, that is our condition, that now that we are celebrating Eid, then we just have to see the condition of the masajid, which were full in the month of Ramadan, for Taraweeh and for namazes and for tilawat and for all other purposes. There was so much of activity in the masjids, but then again those masjids will become deserted. As if we are saying that, oh Allah, we are waiting now for the next Ramadan. If we see it, well and good. If we don't see it, we've done enough this Ramadan. So we will say that means that we are putting on back all those dents. Therefore, my brothers, at present, everybody wants a solution to the problem of the Muslim Ummah. And this is where the solution lies. That the entire Ummah has to come onto taqwa. And taqwa is not a difficult thing. All it means is that you must restrain yourself from haram. Now this restraining from haram, it's definitely a little pain on the heart. Many, many times I have mentioned this, that without that, taking that pain, we can't get taqwa. And restraining from haram is for our own good. Allah Ta'ala, we are not doing Him any favor if we restrain ourselves from haram. We are doing ourselves good. Because whatever Allah Ta'ala has prohibited, if you have to look at it, across the board, take everything that Allah Ta'ala has prohibited. He has prohibited it because it is harmful to the individual, harmful to his family, or harmful to the society, or harmful to the nation as a whole. Only those things Allah Ta'ala has prohibited. Nobody likes that a person should look at his daughter with lust and passion. Nobody likes that another person should glance at his wife with lust and passion. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala said that you must not glance and you must not look at other people's wives and daughters with lust and passion. One sahabi, now you must remember that these were in the days of tarbiyah, as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was making their tarbiyah. After they accepted Islam, they just had come into Islam, it took a bit of time for tarbiyah. Therefore those isolated incidents that we find, that some sahabi committed this mistake, some sahabi committed zina, some sahabi stole, or some sahabi did this or that, in the first place they are isolated. You'll find very few of them. That was the miracle of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that so many thousands of people, but the moment they accept Islam, you will find no trace of all their past evil. Just by accepting Islam, all the traces of past evil were gone. Yet in our times, it will take a long time for the person to give up his bad habits. But here and there, some isolated incidents to show the Ummah at large, and until the day of Qiyamah, that if somebody commits a theft in the society, then what should be done? If somebody commits zina, then what should be done? And if we have to look at those zina incidents, the punishment was only meted on confession, knowing fully well that the punishment of zina is going to be stoning to death. What kind of iman those people must have had, that they come and say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, have me cleansed, have me purified. I rather suffer in this world, but I don't want to suffer in the hereafter. And yet if they had made sincere tawbah, they would have been forgiven. But they did not want to do that, they came for punishment. So these were isolated incidents. But what I am getting at is that during that time, one sahabi came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he just accepted Islam, a young person, and he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I'm prepared to do everything, but give me just one permission, and that is to commit zina. Now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the sahabas, they could have bashed him and lashed him and beaten him up, but look at the love and with which they invited them towards deen. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told him and asked him a few questions, that if somebody has to commit adultery with your mother, would you be happy? He said, no. If somebody has to commit adultery with your aunt, would you be happy? He said, no. If somebody commits adultery with your sister, would you be happy? He said, no. If somebody commits adultery with your daughter, would you be happy? He said, no. He said, I will kill him. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, then whoever you commit adultery with shall be somebody's daughter, somebody's mother, somebody's sister. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made dua for him. He put his hand on his chest. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam put his hand on the chest of that sahabi and made dua. Allahumma tahhir qalba. Oh Allah, purify his heart. Waqfir zamba, and forgive his sins. Wahsin farja, and protect him from zina and adultery. That sahabi says after that even the thought of zina didn't come into his heart. That was the hand mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But what I am saying is this, that pain has to be taken, and whatever Allah Ta'ala has forbidden, there is nothing but goodness in it for the entire ummah and for the whole mankind. Whatever Allah Ta'ala has forbidden, it is for the good of the individual, good of the family, good of the society. Whether it is gambling, whether it is adultery, whether it is stealing, whether it is fornication, whatever is haram, there is some good for the individual. And if he indulges in it, then it is going to harm him, it is going to harm his family, or it is going to harm the society. So taqwa, that was the purpose for which we were fasting in this month of Ramadan. So the solution to all problems lies in the return to the Quran and the Sunnah. And the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, addressing the believers, says, O ye who believe, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O ye who have believed, ittaqullah, fear Allah. Now this fear, I have also explained at the Eidgahs too and other times too, that it is born out of the love of Allah. How much kindness and generosity Allah Ta'ala has shown upon us, that He has blessed us with sight, with hearing, with speech, with intelligence, with ni'mat day and night He is showering upon us. So much of ni'mat that we should have extreme love for Allah. And if it had not been for the sacrifices of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we would not even been here at the Eidgah today. So therefore we should have extreme love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now when the person has that kind of intense love for someone, then what kind of love is that if the person is trying to hurt and injure that person? Or if the person is displeasing his beloved, what kind of love is that? The person who has a beloved, he wants to please the beloved. So the purpose of taqwa is to please Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in that, Allah is not going to benefit in any way. All the benefit will again come back to the person who has developed this taqwa. So these dents which we removed in the month of Ramadan, now we should not put those dents back after Ramadan. Throughout the world, the Muslim Ummah is suffering. There is no doubt. It gives us great pain on our hearts. It grieves us. It creates so much of sorrow when we read in the newspapers of what is happening in Palestine, in Kashmir, in Chechnya, in Bosnia. Therefore, we have to make a lot of dua for ourselves and for the entire Ummah, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to develop the taqwa and retain the taqwa, so that we may become the recipients of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's help and nusrat. Because there was never a time in the history of the Muslim Ummah when the Muslim Ummah had as much wealth as they have today. Which time did they have so many oil wells? Which time did they own so much of palaces? When did they have so much of gold and silver? So there was never a time when the Muslims had more wealth than they have today. There was never a time when the Muslims had more arms and ammunition, the Muslim governments, as they have today. Trillions of dollars worth of arms and ammunition. The military might also, the numbers if you have to look at, it's nothing. If you have to look at the numbers in the time of Rasulullah Paak Sarsam and the Sahabas and compare it to the numbers today. And then we have 1 billion Muslims today. Never were there so many Muslims as we have today. But what are they doing with all that ammunition and all those missiles and everything that they have purchased? Nothing except polish it, shine it, and have one show once a year. That is their jihad, to have one show once a year of all the equipment and ammunition and weapons that they have, whether millions of Muslims can die or thousands of Muslims can be destroyed and the countries can be, Muslim countries can be wiped out, but they are only concerned about shining their military equipment. That is the jihad. So what I am saying is that the Muslims have everything. What is lacking right from the top to the bottom, from the government levels right down to us, is that we haven't got this connection with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And believe me, the day we develop this taqwa, the day we build this connection with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then see what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives to the Muslim Ummah. So my dear brothers, what we have to do is to retain this little bit of taqwa that we may have developed. And at least every Muslim who was fasting, that was his taqwa, that he was restraining himself from haram. He was restraining himself from haram. So that shows that he was conscious that my Allah is watching. So after Ramadan, the person has to be far more conscious that Allah Ta'ala is still watching. So I must not indulge in any haram. Because then only he will have this connection with Allah Ta'ala. An accidental sin is acceptable. The person is a human being, he can slip, he can fall. But for the Muslim Ummah to go out in search of sins, at present we go out in search of sins. All those who will be going to the cinemas now and theaters and gambling dens and watching the filth again on the TVs and reading those filth magazines, they're actually going out in search of sins. How do we expect Allah Ta'ala's rahmat to descend in a home where there is a whole family that is out in search of sins? One is that one member of that family accidentally committed some sin and he made so much of tawbah that Allah Ta'ala's rahmat was showered upon that home again. And one is where the whole family and the people in the homes, they all are going out in search of sins. Then we say the rahmat is not coming down. There's so much of quarrel, so much of argument, so much of fight, so much of this. Well, it must happen. So my brothers, the time is too limited. Suddenly one hadith sharif came to mind. And whatever comes from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's side suddenly, then it is something that we should not ignore. So this hadith sharif I mentioned on Jummah occasions in some masajid. But if it has come to mind suddenly, so therefore I am bringing it to your attention, and let us ourselves in the light of this hadith sharif, and then see whether we have booked our place in Jannat. Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we know that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent him as a mercy unto mankind, and as a guide unto mankind. Until the day of Qiyamah, there is no other way out for a person, but to follow Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's teachings. Because whatever he taught, was from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It was wahi. Gar na salli ala ho zuba par, kya asar hoga aho fuga mein. Gar na salli ala ho zuba par, kya asar hoga aho fuga mein. Shart tauheed kamil yehi hai, shart tauheed kamil yehi hai, aapka ishq ho qalb o jame. There is a condition of tauheed. Obedience to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala demands that we must have the ishq and the love of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our heart. So Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is addressing his companions in whose life there was namaz, there was roza, there was zakat, there was all types of good deeds. So he is actually addressing us. They were not indulging in this sins what he is talking about. But it was for us who were supposed to come after them. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, I'm giving you the gist and the meaning of that hadith sharif. If we have to start the explanation, we can go on the whole day and the whole night. Nabi, at present, each and every group is reserving its place in Jannat. If I am running a khanqa, then my place is reserved in Jannat. If somebody is in the Jamaat, his place is reserved in Jannat. If somebody is doing just welfare work, but is not no namaz, no zakat, no sign of Islam in his life besides welfare work, then his place is reserved in Jannat. If somebody is doing some other printing and publications and things like that, then even if he doesn't have all the other aspects of deen in his life, but his place is reserved in Jannat. So at present, each and every individual, each and every group, they're reserving their place in Jannat. Now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that if you want to reserve your place in Jannat, you guarantee me 6 things, and then I guarantee Allah Ta'ala will give you Jannat. You guarantee me 6 things in your life, then I guarantee you Allah Ta'ala will give you Jannat. Now let us x-ray ourselves in the light of these 6 things, and see if we have it. If we don't have it, then my dear brothers, such a large gathering here today, if we make sincere tawbah from the sins, and we make up our mind and our niyat, that we want to bring whatever Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us, and whatever he ordered us into our lives, and reject and shun and distance ourselves from everything that he and his and Allah declared as haram. If we make sincere tawbah and do that today, then see what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will bless this ummah with. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that usduqu iza haddastum, that whenever you speak, speak nothing but the truth. Now look at the lies that are spoken in our bazaars, in our marketplaces, in our homes, in our lives. And if you have to look at the lies, even in our display of outward piety, there's nothing but lies. There must be sincerity in our hearts, that there must be coordination between what is inside and what is the outside. Outside, what we are projecting must also be inside. It must not be that outside we are projecting piety and inside there's nothing but filth in that heart. Malice, greed, pride, arrogance and all kinds of filth. So therefore, sadaqat is the most important thing. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, usduqu iza haddastum, that when you speak nothing but the truth. Now people go to courts of law, what do they say? I swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth. And the defendant also says, I swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth. Now can both of them be speaking the truth? And then when we have so many people who are trainers, They train them how to speak lies. It's an art now to be trained how to speak lies. It's called diplomacy. That is called diplomacy in our times. So what I am saying is that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Usduqu iza haddastum. When you speak, speak the truth. Now I am not going into any explanation because very limited time. Usduqu iza haddastum. Wa awfu iza wa'attum. And when you make promises, then fulfill those promises. When we make pledges and promises, that I promise that I will pay you at the end of this month. I promise that I will do this for you and I will do that for you. I promise that I will undertake to look after this property of yours whilst you are away on Hajj. So many promises people make. And after that, those promises are broken. One is where the person, due to circumstances, was unable to meet up with that promise. Then he must seek forgiveness from that person. Or accidentally he was held up in the traffic and couldn't meet the person on appointed time. Or he forgot about it completely, then that is different. It is acceptable. But I'm talking about where deliberate breaking of promises, look at it across the board in the Muslim Ummah. How many promises are being broken daily? Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, وَأَوْفُوا إِذَا وَعَدْتُمْ وَأُسْدُقُوا إِذَا حَدَّثْتُمْ وَأَوْفُوا إِذَا وَعَدْتُمْ. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, وَأَدُّوا إِذَا أُتُمِنْتُمْ. And when you are entrusted, when you are made a trustee, then don't betray that trust. Not millions of people over the world, go and look at their lives, our own lives. We are trustees over something or the other. We are trustees over our children. The school teacher is a trustee over the pupils. The doctor is a trustee over his patients. Across the board again, you look at all those people who are trustees, and then people who are trustees of properties of orphans and widows. How much of betrayal of trust there is. A person, because it is an orphan child, who does not even know that the father has left behind a property, and these trustees will then rent that property at a ridiculous rental, and yet their own properties they will give at a very, very huge rental, because this orphan child does not know, or that widow does not understand. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that if you are entrusted, then don't betray that trust. So across the board again, as I said, if you have to look at each and everything, for example, the teachers who are marking scripts now. Now if the teacher knows that this is my own child's script, or it is my nephew's script, or my niece's script, now that person says, no, I am a trustee, my Allah is watching, therefore if the child deserves failure, then I'm going to fail that child. If a person goes to a doctor and says, give me a certificate, and I want to make some claims, and the doctor knows that it's a false claim, then he says, I'm not prepared to give it to you because I'm a trustee, it's an amanat. So you look at amanat, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, وَغُضُّوا أَبْصَارَكُمْ. And lower your gaze. Now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, our beloved Nabi, if we want to please him, he says that you lower your gaze from haram, then I will ensure you and guarantee you Allah will give you Jannah. وَغُدُّوا أَبْصَارَكُمْ. There is no other way out. What I'm telling you is that we all want solution to our problems. Now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that you want Jannah, and Jannah is for those whom Allah is pleased with. So if you what is the yardstick that you will measure that Allah is pleased with this person? So he says, غُدُّوا أَبْصَارَكُمْ. Accidental gaze, or for business reasons, you have to look around the customers, or when you are driving a car, your gaze falls on the women that are standing on the curb and streets. Those type of things, we will say that to the extent that it is necessary, it is acceptable. But the person should not purposely cast a second glance with lust. And if it is not necessary, then there's no question of lust business. There must be no second glance. Now that will cause pain on the heart again. Now let us look at our lives, that do we lower our gaze, or do we purposely purchase those filthy videos and movies, and thereafter we look at those women, and then we enjoy it also in our hearts. How can there be iman in a heart where there is enjoyment in sin, and where there is an enjoyment in what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says will make you go far away from Jannah? I can't guarantee Allah will give you Jannah if you are going to purposely look at all the haram. Whether it is for the men folk looking at the women there, or the women folk looking at the men there on those video screens, or the TV screens, or in the cinema screens, or wherever it may be, if they are not lowering their gazes, then they must x-ray themselves in the light of this hadith before you start passing judgment on other people and say that everybody is going to hell and we are going to Jannah. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, وَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَكُمْ. And protect yourself from adultery or fornication. Adultery and fornication, which is the scourge of our society. Which home there is today in which there is no adultery and fornication? If we are not actively involved in adultery, then we are watching adultery and it creates no problem in our hearts. This is what the West is trying to do. That is what I mentioned on the 27th night bayan also, that Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he says that, "O you Muslims, get up, get up. Far too long you have been sleeping. Bahut soye, bas ab jago, bas ab jago." Why? Because choro ne tumhare ghar mein nakab lagai hai. The enemies have made an hole and penetrated and come into your home, and they are making a big din and a big noise, and you are still fast asleep. They are taking away your wealth, your gold, your silver, your property, and still you are fast asleep. Get up, get up. How long are you going to sleep? Meaning that they have come and they are stealing your culture. They are stealing your morals. They are stealing your iman. They are stealing your Islam. They are destroying your children. They are destroying your women folk. They are destroying your daughters. And see what type of ideas and thoughts and they are creating in your mind with all these filthy magazines and videos and movies. And yet you are asleep. When will you get up? He says, jago, bahut soye, bas ab jago." So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that this person, he has to, if he lowers his gaze and protects himself from zina and adultery, then now he's got the fifth sifat. And then the sixth thing he says, that withhold your hands from any kind of injustice to anyone. Doesn't only mean the hand, it means with your tongue. Don't say anything that will tear up the heart of a person. Don't cause any injustice, whether it is to the widows, to the orphans, to the neighbors, to the any person in the society, whether he's a Muslim or a non-Muslim. Without justification, don't cause any kind of harm. That person cannot be a Muslim, due to whose actions his neighbors, his friends, his brothers, his sisters, his family members are cause injury and harm. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, withhold your hand from any kind of injustice, whether that person is in the government level or is right down on the ground level, whatever level he may be, but there must be no injustice in our lives. Now let us x-ray our lives and see if we have got these six things. Is there honesty in our lives? Is there truthfulness in our lives? Is there fulfillment of promises in our lives? Is there fulfillment of trust in our life? Are we lowering our gazes from haram? Are we protecting ourselves from adultery and fornication? And if we are protecting ourselves, then do we enjoy adultery and fornication on the screens? And then finally, are we withholding ourselves from causing any kind of harm and injury to any person without justification, whether he is a Muslim or a non-Muslim? If we have got these six qualities in us, then we can say that inshallah, on the day of Qiyamah, then we will get Jannat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, "I guarantee you Allah will give you Jannat." That means together with your namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, which are fundamental pillars, then we will get Jannat. So if this hadith sharif is in front of us all the time, then we will never look down upon any other individual. We will always think that we are the worst of sinners on the surface of this earth. When we have got snakes around our necks, where can we worry about people who have got flies on their foreheads? At present there are snakes and pythons and cobras around our necks of all kinds of sins, and we are concerned about some small error that somebody makes, and yet that person is trying his best to reform and change. So my dear brothers, this is the day of Eid. It's a very Mubarak day. It's a very joyous occasion. It's a very happy occasion. But at the same time, throughout the world, we know there are so many of our Muslim brothers and sisters that for them there is no joy. For them there is no happiness. For them there is no food at home today. For them there is no clothes. They are refugees in so many tents and camps which have been forgotten by the Muslim Ummah. So whilst we pour out our heart for them in the form of whatever assistance and help we can give them, and also in the form of du'as, but because it has been a teaching of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that we must celebrate Eid, therefore we celebrate. Because although it was Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's time, Islam had not as yet spread throughout the world, and the Muslims were undergoing tremendous amount of suffering. It had just been the second year of Hijrah, but yet Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam celebrated Eid, and he continued until he passed away. So therefore we celebrate. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make this day of Eid a very, very happy, joyous occasion for each and every one of us. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the courage and the himmat and the strength to fight against our nafs and shaitan like lions, so that we become the recipients of Allah ta'ala's rahmat and mercy in our homes, in our businesses, in our lives, and in everything that is around us. And we make dua that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala remove the difficulties and the calamities of the entire ummah throughout the globe. May Allah bless everyone with iman and with ihsan. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin wal aqibatu lil muttaqin was salatu was salamu ala ashrafil mursalin sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. الحمد لله الذي جعل العيد يوم جزاء وثواب يخلق فيه على العابدين حلل الرضا ويلبسهم فيه من إحسانه جميل الثياب نحمده تعالى على التوفيق لما أمرنا به في نهار رمضان من ترك الطعام والشراب ونشكره عز وجل يسر علينا قيام رمضان بصلاة التراويح وتلاوة الكتاب ونسأله المزيد من فضله وأن يفتح لنا من الخير كل باب ويعيننا على ذكره وشكره وحسن عبادته وأن يسلك بنا في سائر الأوقات سبيل الصواب ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر يرفع بالطاعة أقواما ويدع بالمعصية آخرين الله أكبر يصيب الصائمين ويعاقب الفاطرين الله أكبر والعزة لله ولرسوله وللمؤمنين والذلة والهوان والصغار والدون للشيطان وأتباعه الكافرين والأصاة الفاجرين الله أكبر ما صامت الأمة المحمدية شهر رمضان مخبتين وصابرين الله أكبر ما قرأوا القرآن وباتوا لربهم سجدا وقياما ساهرين الله أكبر ما ازدحمت بهم المساجد مصلين وذاكرين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ولفضله سائلين وعلى نعمته شاكرين الله أكبر ما ذكروا بصيامهم أحوال البائسين وواسوا بزكاتهم الفقراء والمساكين وخرجوا يوم العيد مسرورين يحمدون الله ويهنئ بعضهم بعضا بما ناله من الأجر العظيم والفضل الأكبر عباد الله هذا يوم يوفى الصابرون فيه أجورهم بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون ويكرم الرحمن فيه عباده بالفضل العظيم على ما كانوا يصنعون ويباهي بكم أيها المؤمنون ملائكة السماء وأنتم في الصلاة خاشعون وعن اللغو معرضون وللزكاة فاعلون ومن الصيام خارجون تمتثلون قوله تعالى ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر 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 ولله الحمد الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله قال الله تبارك وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على أزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
Allahu Akbar, 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 walillahil hamd. Alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله قال الله تبارك وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على أزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنهما وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي من أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر دين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم واخذل من خذل دين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا منهم عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون قال الله تعالى فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون Brothers, I mentioned the other night that the child only knows one language, and that is the language of cry. What else language? What other language does the child know? Headache cry, stomachache cry, thirsty cry, hungry cry. Whether it's pain or difficulty or any requirement, the only language that the baby knows is cry. And when the baby cries, then the mother gives the baby attention. Allah is the one who has put love into the hearts of those mothers who give attention to those babies, whether it's 2 in the morning or before midnight, whether it's winter or it's summer, sleepless nights they will spend to attend to that baby who is crying, because it shows that baby has got some concern. So if Allah Ta'ala has put that kind of love into the hearts of the mothers for the babies, if we learn the language of cry before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then see how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He solves our problems. Because there are only 2 things for the Muslim Ummah. One is either you make jihad, if you have got the quwwat and the strength to make jihad, then you make jihad. And if you haven't got the strength for jihad against the enemies of Islam, then make dua and make sabr. So the Muslim Ummah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given us this dua, which is a very powerful weapon. Connect ourselves with Allah Ta'ala and see what He does. Cry before Him any part of the day or night. We've got these begging bowls, we don't have to beg of people. Allah Ta'ala will solve our individual problems if we turn towards Him individually, and collective problem if we turn towards Him collectively. But main thing is to give up sins. Until we don't give up sins, then we mustn't expect Allah Ta'ala's rahmat and mercy and all kinds of things that we are waiting for. Hey, zaruri gunaho ko bhi chhod de, asl hijrat nahi, sirf tarke watan. Hey, ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے اصل ہجرت نہیں صرف ترک وطن.
So we must give up sins, and it's for our own benefit if we give it up.
Make Sri Durood Sharif. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا حي يا قيوم، يا حي يا قيوم، يا حي يا قيوم، برحمتك نستغيث، برحمتك نستغيث، برحمتك نستغيث. اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله، ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين، فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وخطيئة. أي الله ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. Oh my beloved Allah, Oh my Rahim Allah, Oh my Kareem Allah, Oh my most forgiving Allah, Oh my kind Allah, forgive each and every one of us. You are compassionate, you are kind, you are merciful, you are forgiving. You dearly love the forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you. Oh my beloved Allah, in such a large congregation on this Mubarak day of Eid, we are extending these begging bowls before you. Oh my beloved Allah, the rains of rahmat are pouring in this Mubarak day. Oh my Allah, you are prepared to forgive the sinful ones, even though we may have shown negligence in the month of Ramadan. But if we sincerely repent on this Mubarak morning and we extend our hands before you, oh Allah, you are prepared to accept us, no matter how dirty and filthy we may be. Oh my Allah, we acknowledge we are not justifying any of our sins. Oh Allah, we are acknowledging before you, we are confessing before you that indeed we have done great injustice to the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan coincided with our business season. The Ramadan coincided with the Christmas season. Oh Allah, we know we showed great negligence. So many of us missed our salats in this month of Ramadan. So many of us missed our zikr and tilawat and ibadat in this month of Ramadan. Oh Allah, so many people did not fast in this month of Ramadan. But oh my beloved Allah, your doors of forgiveness are open at all times. On this Mubarak day of Eid, we are repenting for the weakness and shortcomings of the month of Ramadan. Oh Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, do not let the curse of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, wherein he made Ameen on the dua of Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, that destroyed be that person who gets the month of Ramadan and he does not gain forgiveness of his sins. Oh Allah, don't let the curse of my beloved Nabi get us. Ya Allah, if his curse gets us, then we will be destroyed. We know we showed negligence in Ramadan. We indulge in so much of sins in Ramadan. But oh my Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ey Allah, Tu Rahim hai, Tu Kareem hai, Tu Sattar hai, Tu Ghaffar hai, Tu Muaf karne wala Khuda hai, Tu Bakshne wala Khuda hai. Hum gunegar hai, Hum khatakar hai, Hum gande hai, Hum siyakar hai. Oh Allah, we are dirty, filthy. But oh Allah, You are Rahim and Kareem. Ey Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ey mere pyare Khuda, forgive our parents. Forgive our wives and children. Forgive our brothers and sisters. Forgive the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ey Allah, aaj puri ummat pareshan hai. The whole ummat is suffering, oh my Allah. It is because of our sins we are suffering all over the world. Oh my Allah, bless us with hidayat and guidance. Oh my Allah, bless us with hidayat and guidance. Oh my Allah, give us the realization that we have to give up sins of our lives to gain your blessings and rahmat. Oh my Allah, we are repenting. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. Oh Allah, we use the food provided by you. Oh Allah, we ate the food given by you. We drank the water sent by you from the heavens. Oh Allah, we use the homes, we use the ground, we use every resource provided by you, and we use it for your disobedience. Oh Allah, if we did not eat the food, no health would have come in our body. If we did not drink the water, we would not have been able to quench our thirst. But oh Allah, when strength came in our body, the same strength we used for haram and disobedience. Oh Allah, the strength in our bodies we went for zina. The strength in our bodies, oh Allah, we used for haram. Ya Allah, you gave us good sight. That sight we began using for haram. Allah, you gave us hearing and speech. We began using the same speech and hearing for your disobedience. If there had been another Allah, he would have destroyed us by now.
But oh Allah, how loving you are, how caring you are, how compassionate you are, how kind you are. Where can there be another Allah? There is no one for us besides you. Oh my Allah, you did not seize us there and then. You could have paralyzed us the moment we walked towards the cinemas. You could have made us blind the moment we saw porn. You could have made us deaf the moment we heard ghibat and all kinds of haram. Oh my Allah, you could have made us dumb the moment we spoke haram, but you did not seize us, oh my Allah. Ay Allah, tu jaisa pyara khuda koi nahi, tu hamara pyara khuda hai. Oh Allah, you are our beloved Allah, you are the most forgiving Allah, and you really love forgiveness, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, in this majma, in this gathering, Ya Allah, they are weak and sick and feeble amongst us. They are white bearded people amongst us. Oh Allah, they are pious and righteous ones amongst us. Oh Allah, they are little children amongst us. Ay Allah, have mercy on this majma today. Ay Allah, have mercy on us today. And have mercy on the entire ummah. Oh Allah, forgive the major sins of ours. Forgive our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh Allah, even in the darkness of nights you were watching everything that we were doing. Ya Allah, when we were drawing the curtains in the hotel rooms, when we were drawing the curtains in our bedrooms, oh Allah, and then when we were indulging in any kind of sin or haram, oh Allah, you are watching every move of ours. Even if there is a tiny little black ant crawling on a pitch black rock in the darkest of all nights, you are aware of the movement of that ant. Oh my Allah, how could you not have been aware of our movements? But oh Allah, it is your ihsan upon us that you concealed our sins and shortcomings and faults. Oh Allah, conceal them forever and ever. But oh Allah, give us the tawfiq not to return those sins anymore. Ya Allah, give us the himmat and the courage in our bodies like lions to fight against nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, give us the courage to fight against nafs and shaitan like lions. Oh my Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes. Forgive the sins of our ears. Forgive the sins of our tongues. Forgive the sins of our heart and mind. Forgive the sins of our hands and feet. Oh my Allah, forgive the sins of our zahir and batin. Ey mere pyare khuda, agar tu ne maaf nahi kiya aur is mubarak din ke andar maaf nahi kiya, to mere Allah, tu bata ke hum gande kaha jaye. Oh my Allah, if you don't forgive us on this mubarak day, if you don't forgive us on this mubarak occasion, oh Allah, if you do not forgive us today, you tell us which are the days there that we can beg of you. Ya Allah, which mubarak day is there that we can extend our hands before you? Oh my Allah, we are extending these begging bowls before you. We are not extending them before human beings. Human beings become angry and annoyed if we have to beg of them. Ey Allah, we are extending them before you. Oh my Allah, if you turn away your glance of rahmat, then we will face nothing but destruction in this world. Oh Allah, don't turn away your glance of rahmat from us because of our sinful state. Oh my Allah, there is no one for us besides you. Ey Allah, if mankind turns his glance away, there is no problem. Lekin agar tu ne nigahe rahmat pher li, if Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has to turn away his glance of rahmat, then oh my Allah, we will face nothing but destruction. Ey Allah, teri rahmat ki barish nazil farma. Open the floodgates of your maghfirat today. Open the floodgates of your rahmat for us today and for the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, we are seekers from you of good health. We want good health, oh my Allah. Bless each and every one of us with good spiritual health and physical health. Ya Allah, bless us with good physical health and spiritual health. Those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Our brothers, our sisters, wives and children, family members, anyone in the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam who is sick and ailing, Ya Allah, give them cure. Ya Allah, anywhere in the world, whoever is sick and ailing, give them cure. Ya Allah, those who are in financial difficulties and problems. Oh my Allah, when a baby is born, you convert the milk in the mother to, you convert the blood in the mother's bloodstream to milk. And you provide for the baby. Ya Allah, what is there difficult for you to provide from halal sources for us? There's so much of halal, oh Allah, in your treasures. And you have kept the marketplaces open for us for halal. Why should we go to the gambling dens? Why should we go to the casinos? Why should we go towards stealing and fraud? Why should we go towards haram? Ey Allah, tere khazane mein koi kami nahi hai. Ya Allah, bless us from your treasures of halal. Give it to us in abundance, oh my Allah. And save us from difficulties in finance. And save us from difficulties in our economies. Ey mere Allah, change the condition to prosperity. Ya Allah, bless us all with prosperity. Oh Allah, those who have got no children, bless them with pious children. Those who have got children, make the children pious and righteous. Ya Allah, make them obedient to you. Make them obedient to their parents. Ya Allah, make them the servers of the... accept them in the service of your deen. Oh my Allah, so many parents are shedding tears of blood. But it is too late. Their children are gone on to drugs and drink and wine and women. Oh Allah, the evil influences have caught on with them. But oh Allah, in this Mubarak day, we are seeking from you to bring them back on track. If you can give hidayah to the kuffar and mushrikeen, if you can give hidayah to the nasara and the yahood, in the time of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even the munafiqeen, Ya Allah, when you gave them hidayah and they accepted Islam upon the hands of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, they became radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Allah, when it is easy for you to do that, what is it difficult for you to give us hidayat? Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Ay Allah, how long are we going to walk like hypocrites on this earth? Ya Allah, how long are we going to walk like munafiqeen on this earth? Ya Allah, put sincerity and ikhlas in our hearts. Ya Allah, put sincerity and ikhlas in our hearts. And Allah, the sign of sincerity and ikhlas is that we are obedient to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, save us from your displeasure. Save us from the displeasure of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, those who have got no husbands, bless those women with pious and righteous husbands. And those who have got no wives, oh Allah, bless them with good marriage partners who will be an assistance to their deen. Oh Allah, unite the entire ummah. Oh Allah, quarrels, fights, arguments and disputes have shattered the entire ummah. Ay Allah, when my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is informed that that ummah whom you left in one body and one soul, they are so divided, that the enemies are devouring them like wolves. Ay Allah, what would Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam think of that ummah? That ummah for whom he feared so much. That ummah for whom so much of his blood oozed. In Taif, his shoes Mubarak was filled with his blood. Ay Allah, in Uhud he is stoned and he falls down unconscious. Oh my beloved Allah, that Nabi of yours, that masoom and sinless Nabi, 3 solid years they are ostracized and boycotted. No food and water is allowed to enter Shaab ibn Abi Talib. Allah, no water, no drink for even the little babies. Oh my beloved Allah, no milk in the mother's breast for the little baby. When the baby says, Alatash, Alatash, thirst, oh my mother, thirst, oh my mother. But where is their food or drink? Ay, very Allah, what kind of difficulties they went through, what kinds of trials, what kind of tests, what kinds of tortures. But oh Allah, for the sake of the ummah, they bore all those difficulties. Ya Allah, today that ummah, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is informed that that ummah for whom he stood whole night in prayer until his feet swelled, that ummah in the casinos, that ummah in the gambling dens, that ummah in fraud, that ummah in adultery, that ummah in vices, that ummah enjoys watching the filth on television, that ummah enjoys watching the filth in the cinemas and theatres, that ummah no more commits sins accidentally, they go out in search of sins. Hi, Mary Allah, what kind of injury and pain we must be causing to my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whose name we take and whose praises we sing. Ay, Mary Allah, give us the tawfiq of sincere repentance today. Ay Allah, aaj hame maaf kar de. Ay Allah, hame maaf kar de. Hame apna bana le, Mary Khuda. Agar ek to nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. Oh Allah, if you are mine, then the kingdoms will be mine. Then everything will be mine. My children will be the coolness of my eyes. My business will give me satisfaction. My home will give me comfort. But if you are not ours, we will have everything but no peace, no happiness, no tranquility, no joy, no comfort. Oh my Allah, bless us with peace and tranquility. Fill our hearts with joy and happiness. Those who are suffering depression, remove their depression. Ya Allah, you are the one who puts joy and happiness into hearts. Ay Allah, hamare dilo ke andar teri muhabbat dal de. Put such love of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our hearts that it becomes extremely easy for us to follow his way. Oh my Allah, put such love of my Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our hearts that it becomes extremely easy to follow his sunnats. Ay Allah, put such love of yours in our hearts that, oh Allah, we do not displease you for a single moment in our lives. And accidental sins, oh Allah, give us the tawfiq to make plenty of tawbah again. Ya Allah, provide us from sources unexpected and least expected. Ya Allah, give us from halal sources. Ya Allah, whoever has shown generosity and kindness upon us, Ya Allah, bless them with the best of rewards from your side. Oh Allah, who could have shown more generosity and kindness than Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Ay Allah, then his sahaba-e-kiram, the tabi'een, the taba-tabi'een, our parents, our mashayikh, the ulama-e-haq, Ya Allah, our wives and children, our friends, so many people have shown ihsan upon us. Ay Allah, bless them with the best of rewards in this world and the akhirat. اے میرے پیارے خدا لیکن تو ہماری حفاظت فرما, پروٹیکٹ اوور ایمان, پروٹیکٹ اوور اسلام, پروٹیکٹ اوور دین, پروٹیکٹ اوور وائفز اینڈ چلڈرن, پروٹیکٹ اوور پیرنٹس, پروٹیکٹ اوور پراپرٹیز. او اللہ پروٹیکٹ ایوری نعمت دیٹ یو ہیو بلیسڈ دی مسلم امہ وِد. او اللہ سیو اٹ فرام ڈسٹرکشن اینڈ ہارم. Allah protect it from the any kind of harm and destruction. Ey Allah, tere samne hum haath phailaye hue hain, tere samne hum bheek mang rahe hain. Ey Allah, agar tune aaj maaf nahi kiya to mere khuda tu bata hum gande kahan jaye. If a dog is chased from one butcher, he can still go to another. If a beggar is chased from one home, he can still go to another. But oh my Allah, if you chase us away, if you reject us, then my Allah, who do we turn towards? Ya Allah, we have hope in you. Ya Allah, we have hope in your mercy. Ya Allah, shower your rahmat upon us. Ya Allah, the rains of rahmat which are descending, cause us to be drenched in these rains of rahmat. Ya Allah, give us the himmat to stay away from everything that you and your Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam are displeased with. Oh Allah, unite the entire ummat. Unite the husbands and wives. Oh Allah, husband and wife arguments are leading to so much of problems in the society. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Unite the hearts of parents and children. Unite the hearts of brothers and sisters. Unite the hearts of the family members. Unite the hearts of the entire ummat of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, if we can stand here shoulder to shoulder, thousands and thousands of us can stand shoulder to shoulder. All over the world today, everyone is standing shoulder to shoulder. Ya Allah, why should we harbor jealousy in our heart? Why should we harbor malice in our hearts? Why should we harbor greed in our hearts? Why should we harbor ill feelings in our hearts? Oh Allah, why should we be jealous of what you have given to others? Ey Allah, bless us from your treasures. Ey Allah, bless us from your treasures. Ey Allah, we do not want to burn in the fire of jealousy. حسد کی آگ میں تم کیوں جل رہے ہو؟ جہنم کی طرف تم کیوں چل رہے ہو؟ خدا کی تقسیم پہ تم ہو ناراض؟ کف افسوس تم کیوں مل رہے ہو؟ Oh Allah, we do not want to be jealous and envious. Ey Allah, provide us from your treasures. Ya Allah, on this Mubarak day of Eid, we are pledging before you, oh my Allah. We are making you a witness to our pledge. Oh my Allah, that we are not going to go back to those sins purposely. Ey Allah, save us from haram. Save us from haram. And especially on this Mubarak day of Eid, Ya Allah, give us the himmat to tell those people with whom we were going to indulge in haram that I have made tawbah in the Eidgah. I have made Allah my witness. I want a life of peace and happiness and prosperity. I do not want a life of restlessness and anxiety and worries. So therefore I cannot come with you to the casino. I cannot come with you to the theaters or cinemas. Oh Allah, what would be our condition if the angel of death has to extract our soul in a disco? What would be the embarrassment and shame and humiliation of the Muslim Ummah if a Muslim Ummati has to die in a cinema or theater or in a prostitute quarters or at an escort agency or in haram activity or in adultery or fornication? Oh Allah, what guarantee do we have that at the moment that we are indulging in haram, the moment we are engaging in fornication, the moment we are undressed to commit adultery, at that time the angel of death cannot extract our soul? Oh Allah, hotels have been shaken up. Earth has shaken up millions of people all over the world. Earthquakes have destroyed so many. How long are we going to sleep? How long are we going to remain in sin? Mere Allah, aaj to قبول کر لے, ناقابل قبول ہے قبول کر لے. Allah, accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Ya Allah, tabligh ki mehnat qubool farma, dawat ki mehnat qubool farma. Accept the work of dawah that is taking place. Accept the work of jamaat that is taking place. Accept the works of the masajid that is taking place. Accept the works of the khanqas that is taking place. Accept the work of all those people who are engaged in welfare and social activities. Oh Allah, those who are writing and printing and publishing. Oh Allah, whoever is serving your deen, in whichever line and direction he is serving, as long as it is in conformity with the Quran and the Sunnah, oh Allah, give qabooliyat. Ey Allah, sabko qabool kar le. Ey Allah, ikhlas se hamare dilon ko bhar de. Fill our hearts with sincerity. Fill our hearts with generosity. Fill our hearts with kindness. Fill our hearts with sabr. Fill our hearts with shukr. Fill our hearts with zuhd. Fill our hearts with taqwa. Oh Allah, give us tawakkul and trust in you. Give us tawakkul and trust in you, oh my Allah. Give us tawakkul and trust in you, oh my Allah. Ey Allah, tu hume ek bana de aur nek bana de. We have to leave this world one day. So many janazas we have seen leaving. Young, fit, healthy people with big, big business, big, big cars. Oh Allah, everything going for them. plenty of enjoyment, fun and pleasure. And suddenly in the midst of the enjoyment, the angel of death extracts the soul. Hai mere Allah, one day we are going to go the same route. Ya Allah, don't let our death be in a state that you are displeased with us. Hey mere Allah, we know we are not deserving. Lekin jab hamari maut ka waqt aaye, mere Allah, let our death be at the rose of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. While saying as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. Ya Allah, let our death be there, in Madina Tayyiba, so that we get Jannatul Baqi, so that when the winds of Rahmat blow over Jannatul Baqi, with the blessings of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ay Allah, we too get forgiven. Lekin, oh my Allah, if our death is not muqaddar in Madina Sharif, then wherever our death comes, Ya Allah, let it be in a state of Iman. Let there be kalima La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah on our lips. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in any haram place. Ya Allah, all the du'as of goodness that my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made for us. Ya Allah, bless us with all that goodness. Bless our parents with that goodness. Bless our wives and children with that goodness. Bless the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, all the corruption, and all the fitnas that my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for protection. Oh Allah, protect us, protect our parents, protect our wives and children, and protect the entire ummah of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ey mere pyare khuda, ہمارے روزوں کو قبول فرما, تراوی کو قبول فرما, ذکر کو قبول فرما, عبادت کو قبول فرما. We know it's not worthy of presentation before you, but oh Allah, you are merciful, you are kareem. Accept whatever tooti puti عبادت we have done. اے اللہ, جو کوئی tooti puti عبادت ہم نے کی, whatever weakness there may be and shortcomings there may be, but oh Allah, accept it with your صفت of رحمت and with your شان of کریمی and رحیمی. اے اللہ, ہماری دعاؤں کو حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقہ طفیل میں قبول فرما. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Oh Allah, oh brothers and sisters, oh Allah, who are suffering in Kashmir, who are suffering in Palestine, who are suffering in Chechnya and Bosnia. Innocently, oh my beloved Allah, they are being tortured. They are innocent and they are being bombarded. Innocent people are being shot. Ya Allah, little children too, there's no mercy being shown anymore. Ay Allah, the young flowers of the ummah are taken away by the enemies of Islam. Ya Allah, with their evil intentions. Ya Allah, the barbaric people, oh Allah, give them hidayat. And oh Allah, if hidayat is not muqaddar, then Ya Allah, destroy them like you destroy the Aad and Samud. And Ya Allah, give hidayat to the Muslim governments of the world. Far too long you have been sleeping. Far too long you are witnessing the carnage. How long are you going to still see? Ey mere pyare khuda, unko hidayat de ke they come into the scene. Ey Allah, aur wo musalmanon ki madad kare aur nusrat kare. How long are they going to just shine the armor and equipment? How long are they going to just have once a year shows? Oh my beloved Allah, unko to jihad-e-uzma ki taufeeq ata farma. Jihad ki taufeeq ata farma. Ya Allah, hamari duaon ko qubool farma. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد واله وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.